Open your Bibles for a few moments to the fourth chapter of John's Gospel, and we're going to get started tonight on our fourth chapter here, Water for a Thirsty Woman, and talk about this briefly. Probably just do the setting tonight. I've been to the eye doctor, had my eyes dilated today, and everything is blurry right at the moment, at least trying to read. I can tell who you are. Isn't that Troy sitting right there? No, that's all right. We're coming to a great chapter. They all are good and great, but fourth chapter of John's Gospel is a wonderful study on reaching people for the gospel and the Lord Jesus Christ, on soul winning, actually. We're going to be looking at briefly tonight and in the next probably 2 weeks at what I call a flawless technique from our Lord concerning speaking to someone about their sinful condition and their need for a Savior. And when you read these 42 verses, you'll almost, I think, walk away with this quiet feeling like, you know, it really does work, this business of soul winning. The setting here takes place, or this witnessing account takes place, if you will, and it is an encounter between a Jew and a woman, not only a woman, but a woman from Samaria or of Samaria. Now, you and I live in a racially charged nation. Now, that's maybe pretty mild of what it is. To be labeled a racist is just a... If an article appeared in the paper about me saying something tonight that someone would say be considered racist, and it hits the newspaper, I'd never live it down. Probably. I mean, even though I didn't mean it that way or whatever, that's where we are. That's where they were. It was just as bad. The Samaritans were half Jew. They were people that had come up, and their ancestors were Jewish and something else. And right at the moment, I can't pull up what they were, but they were half Jewish. And so the Jews would have nothing to do with them. And so we look tonight at this setting, and it's quite unique, I think. It's unique because, and a bit surprising, because